It is necessary to go through the two lower perspectives of practice as branches leading to the third and highest perspective. Both are done purely as preliminaries to the practices of highest perspective. The actual body of Lamrim practice is of the highest of the three. Why is so much emphasis placed upon the practices of highest perspective? Because there is no door to the Mahayana other than the Bodhi mind. And this Bodhi mind is the unique quality of practitioners of highest perspective. One must therefore develop it. In order to do this, one should begin by contemplating its beneficial effects and thereby generate a longing to attain it. These effects are condensed into two categories, temporary and ultimate. The temporary effect is that the Bodhi mind ensures the joyous fruit of a high rebirth. The ultimate effect is that it finally gives birth to the liberated omniscient wisdom of Buddhahood. Hence, it is indispensable. As a prerequisite to Bodhi mind, one must generate great compassion, unable to tolerate the sufferings of all sentient beings. This great compassion for others depends upon an intense awareness of the undesirable experiences and sufferings of one's own continuum. From this contemplation arises a mind which longs for liberation from such an unsatisfactory existence. One then enters into the intermediate practices by contemplating the transient nature of the joys of the heavens. From this contemplation arises renunciation of everything in samsara. Finally, thinking that all mother beings face the same sufferings as does oneself, one generates compassion, which yearns to see all beings free from suffering. Love, which wishes them all to have happiness, and then the Bodhi mind, the aspiration for full enlightenment as the best means to fulfill that love and compassion. End of quote.